A bill signed late last month by Governor Charlie Crist could encourage people to replace their water-wasting St. Augustine grass lawns with Florida-friendly landscaping.
So I think you're going to see a huge paradigm shift in the planting of native plants and Florida-friendly plants.
Karina Vaudry is executive director of the Florida Native Plant Society. They actually asked Governor Crist to veto the legislation because of concerns about one amendment. It allowed the executive directors of the state's water management districts to make major decisions without consulting their boards. But Vaudry calls the Florida-friendly landscape section of the bill wonderful.
It's really been years in the making. I think you're really going to see a shift in landscape design and that more people are going to be pursuing sustainable landscapes. I mean, it's been pretty limited in the past. There's just a lot of pressure from homeowners associations and even condo and business associations from having a traditional lawn and a traditional landscape, which is expensive in several different ways.
Vaudry says that people will spend less money on fertilizers, pesticides, and water with Florida-friendly landscaping. The state senator who sponsored the bill, Kerry Baker, agrees. Senator Baker says he is pretty excited about the Florida-friendly landscaping bill being signed into law.
Using native plants, using best management practices, which ensure that you use a minimum of water, that you use a minimum of fertilizer and pesticides. It's really about using planting the right plants that are going to grow. You know, they'll grow when the rain comes. And the best thing is that at the end of the day, we're going to save water. Folks will save money on pesticides and fertilizer.
Businesses and homeowners can gain from the legislation, but Senator Baker, a Republican from Eustis, says that publicly owned land will also benefit.
It says that all state of Florida-owned properties will have to go to a Florida-friendly landscape in 5 years. And then it also prohibits cities and homeowners associations from mandating against these type of landscapes.
Baker's Florida-friendly landscaping bill was originally a standalone bill. But in order to get it passed, he says he had to piggyback it onto another water bill by Senator J.D. Alexander. It was for that reason that many environmental groups opposed the bill.
You know, I wasn't happy that it happened, but I amended my bill onto Senator Alexander's bill that was moving. So if I wasn't able to amend it onto his bill, this good legislation would have never occurred this year. So I was able just to piggyback off Senator Alexander's good works. And of course, his bill had the support of the environmental community, had the support of everyone. It was only until he adopted some language to make the Senate bill look just like the House bill did we sort of pick up that provision that none of us in the Senate knew about. When you looked at the actual wording, you couldn't tell what it did, and even Senator Alexander did not know the ramifications of that wording.
In a letter accompanying his signing of Senate Bill 2080, Governor Crist wrote, quote, "I am asking the governing boards and executive directors to continue to include surface water and consumptive use permits on all board meeting agendas or other public meetings for discussion and transparency purposes," end quote. Senator Baker hopes that the request by the governor will suffice until next session, when the legislature can take out the provision granting permitting powers to executive directors.
Probably next year you'll see a movement for us to address that, as well as the governor, you know, made it real clear to the water management districts that he expected them, and, you know, he appoints them, that he expected them to have full and public hearings on all these issues. So we think that the water management districts will do the right thing between now and next session, and then hopefully the legislature, we will adopt some rules that will just make it the law so there won't be any ambiguity in any of this.
Some cities are jumping on the Florida-friendly landscaping bandwagon as well. St. Petersburg City Council member Carl Nurse calls the bill a really good thing.
If you think about water policy, where are we going to save water? The first place we're going to be able to save water is in changing our landscaping to Florida-friendly landscaping. And one of the things that had happened is both by local governments and in some deed-restricted communities, we had had ordinances and policies that went in the opposite direction of that. This is obviously helpful in that it pushes local governments towards Florida-friendly landscaping.
Nurse says that St. Pete will pass its own Florida-friendly landscaping ordinance in the next 2 weeks.
That requires that new both residential and commercial development has to be significantly more Florida-friendly. Residential would have to be at least, it would cap St. Augustine, which of course is the most water-intensive, and it would cap St. Augustine use at 50% of the permeable space for residential and 10% commercial. And then in addition to that, the staff has found 24 locations where it makes sense for us to begin the transition to Florida-friendly landscapes.
Nurse says that it's important for governments to lead the way in reduced water demand landscaping in order to give citizens a model.
A lot of what has to happen to get these changes started is people need to see them. And so as people see landscapes that are attractive but are not water intensive, that sort of begins to get the ball rolling towards other people transitioning their properties.
Visit our website, WMNF.org/news, for more information about xeriscaping and Florida-friendly landscaping. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.